Nicrite, Neolithic, 3. So once again, I'm with Dr. Nick Wright of the Museum Service, and we're going to carry on our talk about Coleraine and this general area in the Neolithic.
Thanks for having me back again. So I think last time, Barry, we were looking at some objects, and we were talking about some axe heads and arrowheads. So the axe head that is most relevant for the Neolithic period is that porcelainite axe head.
Right, that's the very beautiful, smoothed axe head with almost a sheen off the surface of it because it's been so beautifully manufactured.
Yeah, that's right. So there's only two locations in Ireland where porcelainite was being quarried, and both of them are up here in the northeast.
Oh, right.
So we have Broccoli on Rathan Island, and we have Tief Bulia behind Cushendall. And so we know in the Neolithic period that people were working at these seams of rock. And this porcelainite, as you say, it can be polished up to have a beautiful sort of sheen to it. It's a dark, almost a black stone, and gets a very nice fine edge. And these axes are really important when you see them in the context of the people who are using them. So if you remember, weeks ago we were talking about Mesolithic axes, and they were sort of chipped and a little bit rough. These new porcelainite axe heads from the Neolithic are really good at chopping down trees.
Right, because I initially thought that they were basalt, and of course they just, no, it's porcelainite, and that's much more rare than basalt.
Yeah, so it's quite a rare stone, and it keeps a really fine edge. So it's important that they're good at cutting down trees, because the Neolithic people, for the first time, are changing their environment rather than living with their environment. So whereas previously we had populations who were hunters and gatherers, now in the Neolithic, as I think I said last time, we're farmers. Okay, so they're using these axe heads to clear woodland, and this sort of starts a process of deforestation where Ireland changes over the course of the last, what are we talking, 6,000 years, mm-hmm. from being heavily wooded to being more akin to what we see today. So tracts of fields, right, interspersed with woodlands.
Maybe not to the degree it is, but the same idea, light coming in to reach the ground, which makes it much more usable for crops in due course.
Yeah, certainly. So they're farming, they're growing wheat, they're growing barley, they're growing oats. They also, of course, have animals, so they have domesticated livestock. So they need to clear the woodland so that they can plant their crops and so their animals can graze. This, for the first time in Ireland, then provides a sustainable food source. Okay, so people can settle down into one place. They don't need to move around the landscape. The sustained food source prompts a population explosion. So you have a baby boom because there's a lot more resources available.
Right.
Once you then have an expanding population, what does a larger population need?
More food.
Mm-hmm. So you have more trees cut down, more fields planted, more grazing land for crops. And you get into a cycle that's very hard for populations to break out of.
Yes, because if you break out of that cycle, you're going to run out of food very quickly. Yeah,
exactly. So it's very rare anywhere in the world for a population to move from being a sedentary, settled population, for them to move back to being nomadic. So once we've had this change in the Neolithic, that's it.
Right. Well, Nick is going to be back next week to talk about the implications of that. So we look forward to that.